You can't serve as Dean of Boyce College for 5 years and not find yourself constantly thinking about Boyce College when you read certain passages of Scripture. Now, thankfully, I'm not talking about the imprecatory Psalms this morning, but there are a number of passages that when I come across in my Bible reading, my heart is drawn to this place, and in particular, to you, the students, and soon-to-be graduates of Boyce College. One particular passage is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 3, when Paul writes, "We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring." You know, when I read this passage, I get a sense of Paul's affection for the believers there in the church at Thessalonica, a church that he had recently been a part of starting. He clearly looks to them and he is moved to gratitude and even boasting in the Lord because of their faith, because of their steadfastness. And when I think of that, I'm reminded and my heart is drawn similarly to how I feel about you. And so I want to look at just two key components of this passage briefly this morning and relate it back to our own experience here on such an occasion as this. First, we do see that Paul makes clear that the growing faith and the increasing love of the Thessalonians ought to and does produce thanksgiving in the hearts of himself and his companions. And when I look over the list of the names of graduates in this book, and when I look out upon your faces, I hope that you know that we ought to and do give thanks for you. Your growing love, your steadfast faith is something that we are moved to thankfulness for. You might not have ever considered this before, but as faculty at Boyce College, really the thing that we live for, the thing that gets us up here every day is seeing you grow, right? You probably thought that our hope was to trap you for about 4 years so that you could hear us talk about the things that interest us. But that's not actually true. What we love is seeing you grow. Yes, we love to see you grow in your faith. We love to see you abound in love. We also love to see you grow professionally, academically, really in every way. We love to see you grow. I cannot recount to you the number of stories and conversations that I share with faculty about the way you have grown over your time here. There's nothing that excites us more than to see you come in as a young man or woman with all this sort of raw talent and some maybe vague notion of what your calling may be, and then over the course of 4-ish years to hammer out those imperfections in your character, to gain all the knowledge that you need, and then to become the mature person that you are, ready to go into whatever the next season God is calling you into. Being a part of that growth in your life is what keeps the semesters short and the summers long for us. We love to be a part of it. If you just think about some things that have happened, even in recent few weeks, we've had senior worship recitals, we've had honor thesis presentations, we've had final projects and communication courses, we have plans to enter pastoral ministry, we have internships that have turned into jobs, and many more of these types of examples that I could recount of how the Lord has used this time to grow you and prepare you for what's next. You weren't ready for that when you showed up, but you're ready for that now, and we are grateful to be a part. You know, this growth can be described much in more significant ways even than your own academic and professional preparation. Like Paul, we can say that we've seen you grow in your faith, that we've seen your love increase. And a lot of this has happened as we've shared meals at times, as we've traveled on mission trips or study trips with some of you. We've witnessed your friendships grow. We've received an occasional wedding invitation. Right? We've even appeared in some Instagram videos with you or been subject to your memes, right? But we've worshiped beside you in local churches. We've had conversations with you. And we ought to and do give thanks to God for what we've seen in you throughout this period. Second, Paul writes that this growing faith and this abounding love has led to him boasting in other churches. Now, we know what Paul has in mind here is a godly boasting of what the Lord has done in these believers. And I feel similar about you. I can't help but boast about what the Lord has done in you and through you during your time here. Paul mentions this boasting because it's so encouraging to others to hear what's going on in Thessalonica. And in a similar way, it's encouraging to believers throughout the world to hear of what is going on in this place, to what has gone on in your lives. I say often that I feel a bit like Elijah when he's told that there's 7,000 who've not bowed the knee to Baal. I get to see that every day when I come on this campus. Young men and women who are eager and faithful to serve the Lord. He also mentions that this steadfastness that he's boasting about, it's happened during times of trials and persecutions. And when I look at you, I know that is similar for you as well. There are many personal trials and tribulations and sufferings that you've gone through that could have derailed you from this moment, and yet you're here. For all of you, the fact that you're sitting as part of Boyce College's 2024 graduating class means that you are a faithful remnant amidst an unfaithful generation. To be a part of this class, to have completed this course of study, means that you've remained committed to Christ in a world that sees no value in such commitments. And that the convictions that we share, the truths that we hold dear, are in fact cultural heresy. And yet, here we are, here you are, committed to those things. I've read your papers. I've heard you worship. I've seen you serve. And despite all of that cultural pressure, I can say you're steadfast in your faith. And that's so encouraging to us and so encouraging to many. Given that many of you came here as part of the entering class of 2000 who are now in this class, I would be remiss to mention one specific trial that you endured, right? The COVID-19 pandemic. In fact, for many of you, you might remember a first dorm meeting that didn't happen in the chapel, but it actually happened right here on this lawn in an outdoor dorm meeting. For a season, we traded the chapel for a lawn and classrooms for a chapel. And yet, despite those difficulties and hardships, you persevered, you remained steadfast, you grew. And I think that you're stronger for it. You were able to thrive amidst those trials. And then you helped restart much of campus student life that you had never actually been a part of as underclassmen. These trials, though I wish you did not have to go through them, I'm confident that the Lord has used them to keep you even more faithful and to keep you even more steadfast. And so, friends, Boys College class of 2024. We boast in the Lord this morning because of your steadfastness and faith. We give thanks for all the Lord has done in your life during this season. Know that we are behind you. We believe in you. And as you go forward into this next season, we look forward to seeing all that the Lord will do through you.